is Mark.
And you're listening to MechEd Podcast number 18. Today's show, we have finally have a winner for the Mech Design Contest. And who is it?
It is Steve with a Griffin redesign.
Which I think is pretty sweet, especially the clan version. Thank you everyone who sent in all designs. We had lots of pretty good designs. Especially from Mark, he sent in some very good ones too. And also, even though that the only the Griffin won design contest, you really might see the others in the story come out, maybe if needed. So thank you, Steve, for your design. So Mark, what's your favorite mech of all time?
The Stalker.
The Stalker? Why the Stalker? What do you like about it so much?
Well, its main purpose was to bash through walls and enter a base.
Looks like it, but it looks just like a giant tube of no hands.
Yeah. It also looks like a ripoff of Star Wars, but it's still cool.
It's got like, it seems like it has too much weaponry almost. Like not enough heat sinks and too much weapons. The 3025 version at least.
Yeah, the 3062 version is very good.
What's on the 3062 version? I don't know it. You know it off your, off your head?
Two ERPPCs, two medium pulse lasers, one heavy gauss rifle, and two center range medium lasers.
Ouch. That would have to hurt. I wonder why they put on the heavy gauss. Like, that's kind of a strange weapon to see.
It's a very strange design, because it has a light fusion engine.
Oh,
very rare.
So it's really a Steiner-only vehicle, huh?
Yes.
I wonder if the clans would ever make a version of it. That would be something that you would not want to see. So what if they made a, what if the clans made a version of it? Now wouldn't that be something to see?
It'd be quite scary.
Yes, it would. Like, because with the clan weapon technology already on that, that would be crazy. But what about its supposedly high-tech computer that it originally had? Was that basically the targeting computer?
Yes.
The text for the fluff text for the 3025 one makes it look like it was like invincible. So on to the next segment. Next segment is to XL or not to XL. That is the question. A lot of people like XL engines. A lot of people don't. What's your thought on them, Mark?
I do not like XL engines.
Why do you not like XL engines?
Because they shorten the life of the mech.
Yes, they do, but then again, they offer you twice as much weaponry space, though.
It all depends on the gunner skills of the pilot.
Yeah. So, but what do you think of clan XL engines? Or light
engines? Clan XL engines are...
Now, what were you saying about clan XL engines?
Clan XL engines are very good because they take up less space and even less room.
But you still got the two critical to the side, though, and that's still something.
Still something extra you can get hit on, but...
It's safer.
It's a bonus for 9 extra tons of equipment.
Yeah. What about the interstellar light engine weight? What's your deal on that?
You find, I think it's a little problematic because it is exactly the same as a clan XL engine.
How is it not exactly? Oh yeah, because it only has like 3/4 quarters. But what would you take if you had to choose an engine to use all the time?
Probably fusion.
Because like the light engine, it does like have a little bit more space. But yeah, I like normally going with fusion. But then there's a lot of times I have to go for an XL engine though to like to put this stuff in, but I really do think that the XL engine they created because people wanted a more fast-paced game, and they like got bored quickly or something like that. So it's like for all the stupid new people or something like that.
It's for ADD kids playing Classic Battletech.
Yeah, like the Atlas, like the original Atlas, 19 tons of armor, and a Saturn fusion engine. It's gonna take forever to kill that thing.
Yeah, it would.
Or even the Heimdall ground monitor tank, which I've reviewed before. 22 tons of armor, but I think it did have an XL engine though. But think about what that thing didn't, and I think it was a mech, if that was possible to have that much armor. So, have you seen the three-legged mechs in the MechWarrior Dark Ages sets? Have you ever seen those?
I did not care enough.
They have these now three-legged mechs. They're like 150 tons. Now for like stuff. So what's your what do you think of that?
It's a little gay, a little retarded.
Yeah, but they gotta go somewhere, you know. You gotta invent new stuff. It's why they put in battle armor and Protomax. I was speaking of Protomax. What's your view on those?
Protomax are awesome.
They're awesome. Yeah, they're really fast, but you can't mount any good weaponry on them. Like, you can't mount an AC-5 on without making it really slow. So you can't have the big bang.
Yeah, the three of them could jump in a light mech and totally destroy it.
But wouldn't they cost about the same, though?
Yep.
So it's kind of pretty much even, but... And I'm kind of weirded out by, like, the pilot technology thing. Like, I would want to make, like, a system where, like, they wouldn't have that, like, crazy thing to make them go crazy. But it would add, like, a +1 to their piloting that could be hard for them to pilot it, but it wouldn't kill them. You know, eventually they wouldn't be driven mad. Like, I think that's kind of really silly. Are you mostly, so you play as Clanners mostly, right? Are you mostly a Warden Clan or a Crusader Clan?
I'll say a Warden Clan.
Like, which ones do you like to play as?
Usually Novacat or Wolf in Exile.
Novacat or Wolf in Exile, yeah, I like those too. Do you like the Shoden that the Novacats have, that tank?
Yeah.
It's like an ATM boat with, like, light machine guns. It's really silly. Well, my favorite clans, I really like Wolf in Exile since I'm kind of a Warden guy. I think the Crusader are kind of a little silly, you know. I'm not really that identified with it. But I'll say that my favorite clan is the one that I'm working on. And for my story, I'm putting in a new clan that's kind of more humanist, not really kind of silly, we're not human kind of thing. Well, that seems to end the show. You can find our podcast in iTunes by searching for Mechhead Podcast. Our official site is at http://mechheadpodcast.tripod.com. You can find our podcast at http://wars128.podomatic.com. And the very needs to be updated blog is at www.zanga.com/wars128. Well, Mark, thanks for doing another show. It was great having you on here. Great learning about what you like and don't like.
Great to be here.
Bye, everybody.